Do you know who you are and whose you are? Welcome to Identify You, where lives are transformed by identifying who you are in Christ Jesus. I am Shakira, your hostess with the mostest, and here I've cultivated a safe space for us to remove our crowns and expose some of the broken pieces that God has used to make us whole. By the end of today's show, you will be able to identify you and put your crown back on. So let's get into it. Welcome to the first episode of Identify You. Wow, we're really doing this. We are back, y'all. The podcast is live on all your streaming platforms, and I'm super grateful for this opportunity to just reconnect and connect with new faces. So welcome to Identify You. Okay, y'all, it's gonna be fun. I have a little order, of course, like segments that I want to do, and we're just going to jump right into it, and y'all will see the flow will get there, but this is our first episode of just relaunching, rebranding, and I'm grateful for the opportunity. So our first episode, so I'm going to walk y'all through how it's going to work, of course, for the first couple of episodes, so y'all can like get in the hang of it, get in the swing of it, and know what we're doing over here. So do y'all like the setup, first and foremost, like... this is what we're doing. Yeah. It's super cute. So as you guys know, if you've been here for a while, then the Faith Podcast was formerly recorded in my closet/office space. And we did not do video then. Here we are. What is it? 4 years later, and we are doing the whole shebang. We got the video. We're on all streaming platforms, including YouTube at I Am Shakira TV. So if you're listening, go head over to YouTube and subscribe there if you like to see the video format. So you guys, I have changed the segments a little bit, and the way we're going to do it is the introduction, of course. I had to get all of that kind of stuff out the way, and then we are going to jump into a song that has been keeping me, baby, because I don't know about you, but I love music, and worship music is one of the things that really helps me, like when I'm going through hard times. So I wanted to just like share some of my songs that have been keeping me, and I want y'all also to engage and share some of your songs. I'm even thinking about starting like a Faith Slayer playlist, so let me know if that's something that y'all really want to do, because I love music, like love music. So so we'll do that, and then we'll do a verse of the episode, a verse of the show. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into it. So a song that's been keeping me is I Almost Let Go by Kurt Carr. Y'all, if you don't know that song, I really want to like do a little bit of the lyrics with y'all, but pretty much this one goes, I almost let go. I felt like I just couldn't take life anymore. Woo, y'all, that one right there. Listen, these last, 3-4 years have been a time. Okay, what a time to be alive. Life has definitely been lifing, and pretty much today's episode, that's what we're gonna be getting into: faith in the face of adversity. So that song has really kept me these last couple years, these last few years, and I want y'all to listen to it if you've never heard it before. So our verse of the show is going to be Proverbs 3:5-6, which is one of my favorites, y'all. It is, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. Y'all, there's a lot, okay, that you got to do just from this verse alone. First of all, trust, the very first word, trust in the Lord with all your heart, y'all. That means everything in you, not a little bit of trust, but a whole lot of trust. Lean not on your own understanding. That means that what you are thinking, God is not thinking. You cannot rely on your thoughts, okay? You cannot rely on your ways. You cannot. You have to submit. Submit means that you are fully in submission of the leader, God, your Lord. Whew, listen, that is my scripture that I absolutely live by, because y'all, it's so easy to just want to do your own thing and to just start stressing and get anxiety when life be life. And so listen, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. So that's our verse of the day, and y'all gonna see why. So let's go ahead and get into it. So y'all, the next segment is gonna be Shakira Speaks, okay? Shakira Speaks is pretty much just like the meat of the conversation, like what the Holy Spirit has given me to share with you all. And for today's episode, we are talking about 3 major lessons in 3 years. Do you hear me? 3 major lessons in 3 years. So I started the Faith Podcast in 2019, and I aired the last episode in 2020, August 2020. And then I took a huge break. I went on a hiatus. Okay. So we are going back to 2021, to 2022, to 2023. And we're just going to talk about some major lessons that I have learned and overcame in the last 3 years. So let's go. So in 2020, let's just start there. Like, the reason why your girl had to like take a break is because I was preparing for a wedding, for marriage, and all of that in the midst of being a new mom when I had first launched the podcast. And being the woman that I was, kind of still am, I'm trying, y'all. I'm working through it, okay? Your girl thought she was Superwoman. Like, I be having really great goals, and God be giving me a lot of dreams and visions and things, but it's like not everything at once. So yes, I had to take a break then from the podcast because I took a break. Like I said, I aired the last show. It was August 2020. We got married September 2020. So y'all, just imagine, like, life was lifing, okay? And I had to really like get used to just being a whole wife, a mother. I was still growing my brand, Life Is So Sincere. So this was like a whole nother thing. So it was just a lot. And to be honest, like, I just took on way too much at one time. And sometimes, you know, things have to go on the back burner. And that's part of like prioritizing and balancing life, because there is no real like balance. Okay. You really just have to prioritize like what's important in that season. And in that season of my life, you know, it was definitely marriage first, and then family, and then Life Is So Sincere, that brand. So I took a break 2020, and that was pretty much the focus. And then 2021 came around, y'all. That was my 20 great year, so I thought. My great versus God great look a little different, okay? It don't exactly all the way align. Like, it definitely aligns a little bit, but his great is definitely far greater than mine. That's why Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 is so worthy for this episode, because y'all, our ways are not God's ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And y'all, we be in a way sometimes. It's like God has something we can't even imagine in store for each of us. And we be in a way. We be trying to like make our own plans, do our own thing. And he like, that is not a part of the plan. That is not what I have planned for you in this season. So in 2021, like I said, I had just got married in 2020. So I was still adjusting to that. We had family shifts happening. My intermediate family, like my mom and my brother, we kind of like separated. They were no longer like, we weren't all in the same house anymore. So that was like a transition in different, especially because it was a lot of support with Sincere. You know, my baby was really small at the time, and He had so many people around him to help out. So that was kind of a shift, just, you know, not having those extra hands around. And then also, like I said, focusing on the Life is So Sincere brand, which is, you know, the family brand that is the main business. And I was working that extensively. Okay. We did hit a huge milestone. Was that in 2020? I think that was in, no, that was in 2021. That was in 2021. We hit a major milestone, 1K subscribers on YouTube that I was working towards. So I was like creating content, editing content, putting content out like every single day. So I was like working real hard over there. And then just like a lot of family time was spent creating a lot of memories with my new family, because like I said, I got married and I had a newborn. So just like us cultivating our family and like what that looked like for us and like the things that we wanted to be true for our family, the traditions that we wanted to start, the experiences we wanted to create. It was a lot of that. We did so much, y'all, and I'm so grateful. And it's so crazy that like 2021 was like kind of coming out of COVID. We were definitely still in COVID, but it was like kind of coming out, and we got to experience a lot of different things. Sincere was playing sports. He did soccer. He did, he did soccer. He was doing swim. He was doing like little Olympics. Like my boy is all star. He just be doing a lot. So he was doing sports during that time. We were going to like a lot of different amusement parks. We did like the zoo. We went to Georgia Aquarium. We went to a lot of sports games because, y'all, we was just doing a lot because we are heavy on like experiences and allowing our children to just get out there and enjoy different things, to have different experiences and perspectives from every area of life. So that's really like what was going on. Like it was a great time. Like I'm not complaining. I'm so grateful for every single experience that we have, the memories that were created. A lot of those are over on Life is So Sincere YouTube. So be sure to head over there and subscribe, okay? If you would love to see like how my baby grew through the years. So that's just a blessing within itself. Super, super grateful. But y'all, let me tell you, 2021 was also about personal growth, because again, like I said, my grade versus God's grade was not all the way aligning. I started attending conferences and doing a lot of that, just really trying to grow personally and spiritually. And like God really had my attention for real, because also 2021 found out I was pregnant for the second time, y'all. And this wasn't like planned or anything, but you know, if you ain't protecting, then you kind of, anything goes. But yes, y'all, I found out I was pregnant for the second time, and that was very exciting, because also, like, of course I wanted a second child, we wanted a second child, but not exactly the timing. Again, like I said, my grade versus God's grade was not aligning, because I was not wanting to get pregnant like right after we just got married. Like I wanted to just kind of, you know, enjoy marriage a little bit with one child. But God was like, no, I got other plans. So we found out we were pregnant, and it was a girl. So it was just a blessing. We had a lot of things going on. We had photo shoots, baby announcements, gender reveals, baby showers. And like I said, it was still COVID. So we did a lot of stuff like virtually. We did a drive-by gender reveal. Like it was still very much we're social distancing, but our family was kind of outside, but not like by people. So yeah. And then like 2021 was just also hard, because like I said, it was still COVID. So my husband wasn't able to go to my appointments with me. Like it was a completely different experience from with our first child, because he was at every single appointment, didn't miss not one. And with this child, like he couldn't, because of COVID or whatever. But for delivery, like delivery, I'm so grateful. This delivery was amazing. I did have a VBAC. And if you don't know what that is, that's a vaginal birth after cesarean. So with my first child, Sincere, I did have a C-section, and we had a successful VBAC with our second child, Serenity. So that was very, very much a great miracle and blessing from God. We had a doula the second time around. Like, it was just a full experience. Like I said, like, we were all about what we wanted for our family and just making sure like we got those resources and did things the way that, you know, God gave it to us. So that was truly a blessing. It was an experience for my husband and I. And we traveled in 2021. Let's see, where did we go? I can't remember like everywhere, but for sure I know we went to Dominican Republic for my husband's birthday, which was in August. I was pregnant and all, and it was safe. Okay. And that was a great time, such a great time. So yeah, that's what was going on in 2021. And let me tell you, the major lesson from 2021 was all about cherish the moments that you have with your loved ones. Like, if you want to do something, don't wait and say, oh, we could do it when this happened, or we could do it because you just never know when that moment or opportunity is going to come. So if an opportunity presents itself and you're able, you cherish the moments, you create the moments. And it don't even got to be big things. It don't got to be traveling or going to sporting events and all the things that we did. It can be creating memories at home. Like, we did that too. Like, having family movie nights. Like, every Friday is movie night. And that's the little tradition. Like, that's what we do. And we have popcorn, pizza, and all the things. And then also just like doing puzzles and stuff at home. Like, we still found things to do at home as well. But 2021 taught me to really identify what you want your family to look like and go for it. Like, just because you were brought up a certain way or just because another family is doing something this kind of way doesn't mean that you are obligated to do it that way as well. So 2021 was all about cultivating family, okay? Because like I said, fresh marriage, fresh baby, fresh family, we was just freshies, okay? So that's what 2021 was. It was still very much a great year, just my great versus God great is a little bit different because baby number two came into the picture, and such a blessing. Serenity is such a blessing to our family, and I'm so grateful that we had so many great moments as a family. Because going into 2022, the theme was Divine 29. Okay, I turned 29 years old. And just in case you don't know, like, every year the Lord, the Holy Spirit gives me a theme for the year. And yeah, so that was 2022. And y'all, at the top of the year, y'all know my birthday is January. If you don't know, now you know. My birthday is January 8th. So going into 2022 was already a lot. I was like, I always have this, what did they call it? Like, the birthday blues or something. Like, when it's getting close to your birthday, like, you start to not want to do nothing. And like, you want to like be by yourself and stuff like that. Like, I usually have that like almost every year, but like, I have plans, but then like, I don't want to have plans, and then I have plans again. It's so weird. It's so crazy. It's giving, girl, you got a lot going on. But that's usually what happens to me. So like, I'll have like extravagant plans, and then I'm like, I don't want to do anything, I just want to be by myself. And then I'll follow through with the plans, of course. So for this particular year, I was supposed to be having like a indoor pajama brunch. Was it gonna be a brunch, or I don't know if it was gonna be a brunch, I can't remember, but it was gonna be an indoor pajama picnic type vibe. And like I said, it was still very much COVID, like on the tail end of it. So it was still kind of like up in the air, which kind of gave like why my mood was kind of up in the air. Like, I don't know if I really want to do anything for my birthday. But nonetheless, I had planned out everything and sent out my invites. And y'all, the list started dwindling down as the days were approaching my birthday. And I was just getting sad and sad and sad. So I ended up like canceling my birthday plans just to be safe, because like I said, I had just had a baby. Serenity was born in November. I don't think I said that for 2021, but she was born in November. So I had just had a baby. And then, like I said, it was the end of COVID kind of. So people were still like kind of getting sick and things like that. So I was just like, you know what? Let's just be safe and I can pass this year. Because normally every year I have like a reset retreat vision board, something type theme for my birthday to like set the tone for the new year. So ended up canceling that, and my husband and I ended up celebrating together. Him and the kids had took me out to, what did we go to, brunch or lunch? And he took my pictures and stuff. And then that following day, like, or that night, I think we had our indoor picnic. And I am so grateful to God that that happened, because listen, again, God be knowing what he want to do. Okay. Like, we can make the plans, but we have to also be okay if the plans shift. And this particular year, the plans definitely shift before the better. So that's pretty much what had happened with my birthday. And then like right after my birthday, I ended up getting sick, and I was like kind of worried, because I'm like, oh my gosh, my baby birthday, if you don't know, is January 20th, which is a couple of weeks after my birthday. And I was like, I got to get better, because we also had a birthday party planned for him. And then here I go. I was back and forth again, like, should I cancel it? Should I not? Back and forth. And my husband was like, absolutely not. You've done all this work. You've invited these people. Like, we're having his birthday. And thank you, Jesus, that we did, y'all. It was amazing. He had a super three-hero birthday. And y'all, unbeknownst to us, this would be the last birthday that we would celebrate with my husband, his father. Y'all, the night of, kind of like going into the next day, my husband passed away. And Jesus, like, life had definitely took a turn and was shooken up. And it was so unexpected. It was so unexpected, like no signs, no nothing. And looking back and reflecting, I always be like, Lord, I don't know if I like would have wanted to know, or if I like just didn't like want to have any, like, again, I know, like, it's a lot, and it's still kind of challenging to talk about. Like, I haven't really talked about it in a while. So wow. So yeah, that happened. And looking back, 2021 had to happen the way that it did, because of how 2022 was going to go. And all of that time that we got to spend as a family was so intricate. And me focusing on Life is Lessons here, recording and documenting so much, was so necessary for my children to be able to have memories of their father. And I'm so grateful to God that he gave me just the opportunity to be able to do that. And it's challenging. It's challenging every single day, y'all. Every day looks different. We're right at the, what are, we're into the 3-year mark now. We're in January 2024, so this is into the third year. And I'm not going to sit here and say that it gets easier. I tell people it gets different, because I don't know what each day literally will bring, especially, you know, having small children. Like, my son, he's very alert. He knows how to articulate himself. Like, he knows what's going on. So he asks different questions. And sometimes it's very challenging, because I don't know the answers. And I just pray. I pray with my baby. I've taught him how to pray. We talk to God. And you know, therapy is definitely, definitely necessary. And we do that. And we just do different things to reminisce and look at the memories and talk about like the fun times that we had with Daddy. Like, we will never let his spirit die. He's always with us. And that's one thing that I'm so grateful for, and that I can understand, to be able to teach my son as well. Like, it's okay. And one day we'll get to be with him again. So that happened. And life was just very overwhelming in 2022. Navigating postpartum, my baby, our baby was only 2 months old. Sincere had just turned three. So navigating postpartum, grieving, the major lesson of 2022 was just grieving unmet expectations, because that's not how I ever imagined my life to go. Like I said, we had just got married in 2020. So a year and a half, like not even like, it was just so short lived, but also it felt like a very long time because we got to create so many memories, in so little time. Yeah, like many people know our journey. If you don't, go to Life So Sincere. I have a little docuseries over there. But we met in 2018 and life took off full speed from there. And I'm grateful to God that everything happened the way it did, because only God knew. Only God knew. But 2022 was definitely a lot. It was overwhelming. Just trying to figure things out. My spirituality grew times 100 because I literally had to just have my faith in God. Like, there was no one, nothing that could pull me through, get me through, help me through, teach me through, nothing. Like, I literally had to just increase and do better with my relationship with God, talking to God more, expressing myself. Rather, it was anger, sadness, whatever it was. Like, it was challenging, y'all. It was very challenging. So it was just overwhelming. And yeah, a lot of grieving unmet expectations with family, how you think people should grieve with you, how you feel like people should be there for you. Like, again, fully relying on God is what I had to do. Some people stuck around for the short time. Some people stuck around for the long haul. Some people just disappeared. And, you know, some relationships fell by the wayside because sometimes, like, I couldn't show up like the way I had in the past season. So, you know, it was challenging. And the major lesson for 2022 is just grieving unmet expectations. And again, that's why Proverbs 3:5 is so important, y'all. Trust in the Lord and not lean on your own understanding, because that was not my understanding. I had a whole different idea of like what my life was going to look like for 2022. But again, I just had to truly trust in God and navigate it the best way that I knew how. And yeah, it was definitely tough. So going into 2023, I was just like, all right, I'm all in, God. Like, y'all know I've been saying walk by faith and slay plus pray each and every day, because God will make a way. Like, that has been the theme of my life. I've always been like, God's time and God's plan. But truly and wholeheartedly, I had to believe that for myself when my expectations were not met in 2022. And I had to grieve the life that I thought that I was going to have. And 2023, the theme was Holy 30. I turned 30 years old, a new decade, and the theme was just Holy 30. Like, I wanted my life to be so pure. I wanted to live in a way that was righteous and pleasing to God. I wanted to have integrity with any relationships that I had. I wanted to just be fully me, okay? And that's why in 2022 I had did the docuseries. Like, I had to just release things that were lingering, things that I had not shared before, to just set myself free, because God said you are free indeed. Like, Jesus paid the price. And y'all, we be in bondage to things and people and strongholds that we don't even gotta be in bondage to. So 2023 was literally I am free. I truly started living a triangular life, which is me in the middle, okay? God at the top, Jesus, and Holy Spirit, okay? I truly, truly started living that thing out. And life was just ever changing when I decided to like go all the way in, like 100% in, not 90% in and still kind of, you know, want to have my own plans. But it truly was life changing. And like I said, I had to truly walk by faith and just trust that whatever plan God had for my life, for my children, that it was going to be for my good and to give him the glory. And I just was focused. I was more in my Bible than I had ever been in my entire life. So sometimes it takes the death of a loved one to get you back in alignment with where God needs you to be. Sometimes it takes a tragic accident. It's just different for all people. But for me, like, that's what it was. I was on my face, on my knees, like praying consistently, crying out to the Lord. Like, again, I didn't have anybody to go and talk to and share my feelings with, like outside of my counselor, my therapist, like that. But like God, Jehovah, okay, my Abba Father, like that's the one, okay, my Prince of Peace, my all sufficient one. And y'all, I just learned like many different ways of God and just his love and his grace and his mercy and just how much he truly adored me and just getting back to my identity, hence why we're here, identify you. It was just like God was like pulling me in. He was like, I need you to know that you are my daughter. I need you to know that I have not forgotten you. I need you to know that this is not the end. Like, oh, God was just, he was such a comforter, still is such a comforter. And I'm just so grateful. And I got to travel a lot in 2023. Like, traveling has always been like at the top of like my family. Like, this is how I want our lives to look like. And I'm so grateful that God has given us the opportunity. Like, my kids, both of them have had their passports since they were 4 months and have been a lot of places a lot of adults haven't. So we traveled a lot. 2023 was the first time that I traveled alone with just them. 2022 was the first time like without my late husband, and my sister came with us. But 2023, like, I was like, you know what, this is what my life is, and I can't be afraid to, you know, step out there. If I'm saying that I'm walking by faith, then I definitely have to know that God is with me wherever I am. So we traveled a lot. I got to spend a lot of family time together. Literally, my focus was strictly just my kids and whatever God called me to in that season. And for that season and just life, like, that's my purpose work, is the Faith Slayers, okay? God told me to start Bible and book study. I started that at the end of, 2022 in September. So I started that, and that's something that the Lord has always like been on my neck about, but I kind of like was rejecting it. I was running away because I'm like, Lord, I don't want to, y'all know how it be. Like, you don't always want to be obedient, but obedience is so much better than sacrifice. So I did what I had to do, started it up. Faith Slayer University has always been like the vision that God gave me back in, I can't even tell you, probably 2017, maybe. Was that when I came out the classroom? Like, he told me, like, when I came out, because I, for those who don't know, I used to be a first grade teacher. And when I left teaching to be a full-time mom, that's, I got pregnant in 2018. So yeah, I think it was 2017 when I left the classroom. God had already told me that I'm going to continue to teach, but it's going to be in a different capacity. And I'm like, okay, what does that mean? I'm like, y'all, I'm the type of person, I need the details. I need to know the ins and outs, what I'm going to do, when I'm going to do it, how I'm going to do it. God is like, girl, relax, I can't tell you all that. So at that time, like, he had, you know, told me that I'll be teaching, but just in a different capacity. And Faith Slayer U was brought to my attention, but I didn't know like what it would look like. And even now, like, it's growing, it's expanding, and he's making it very clear to me now. And I'm so grateful, because I'm like, it's been a journey. But nonetheless, put my full focus into just my Faith Slayers. And you know, my mentees and a lot of coaching sessions and just utilizing it, practicing the gifts that God has given me, which I'm so grateful for. Y'all, I do not take it for granted. A lot of times, like, I don't even realize that it's truly a gift, because when you have a gift from God, the Holy Spirit will help you activate it, and you do it so naturally that it just is like, I'm just doing what I do. Like, I'm not trying. And, you know, the Lord has been working with me through that, because also, like, I had to overcome a lot of old beliefs and limited mindsets, things along that journey. So it was a lot of growing, like I said, personal development, spiritual development, business development, just a whole lot. And I'm just talking about, so I'm like, Lord, you got me on a crash course. I got to do a whole bunch of stuff in a little bit of time. At least that's how I was thinking. But again, you have to expand your mind. It's like God's timing. I'm thinking it's a little bit of time, but it's eternity. So yeah, so that was that. Faith Slayers are doing great. I'm so grateful for just the community that God has blessed me with and able to cultivate it and continue to grow it. 2023 was transition season, new beginnings, y'all. I sold my house, my first home that I purchased. I had lived there for 6 years, and I sold my home, and we were living in hotels for a month. For the entire month of September of 2023, we were living in different hotels and just traveling. And that was an experience, truly walking by faith. Okay, like, y'all, God said you ain't gonna be out here just having this slogan and you ain't gonna live it. So literally, I have lived it, and I guess that's what qualifies me to be here and just share my story, my testimony, and help whoever else is on their journey and going through whatever they're going through. I just pray that this really helps you, because y'all, I have really lived this life. Okay, so yeah, 2023. The major lesson it just taught me is, like, who is Shakira in Christ Jesus? And that's when Identify You was revealed to me by the Holy Spirit. And God told me, make you your own client, y'all, because I'm so great at, and I have helped so many people start up their brands, come up with their names, come up with their logos, come up with their slogans, their mission statements, all the things. Like, I love that. I love the startup phase. So I have helped a lot of people do that. And I've been starting businesses since maybe as long as I can remember. Like, your girl has just got an entrepreneur spirit. So, and many people who know me know that I didn't try a lot of stuff. So anyways, God has told me, yeah, make you your client. And he told me to cut off everything else. So I had to, like, stop accepting clients. I had to let some clients go. A couple of businesses that I was managing, I had to let it go and really focus on my brand. I Am Shakira TV, Life Is So Sincere, just really focusing on, like, what God has gave me. And that's one thing, another lesson to know, guys, like, steward well what the Lord has blessed you with, because you can't ask for more when you're not stewarding what you already have or what he's already given. So he told me, like, focus on you, identify who you are, and Identify You podcast, the rebrand. He gave me the name, and I was just so grateful, because it's like, wow, we had already been doing this work together. Like, we was already diving deep. Like, who am I? Like, me trying to find my identity again, because one thing the devil loves to do is try to tell you who you are not. He loves to try to trick you. We already know that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He will try to steal your identity. He will try to kill your self-esteem, kill your confidence. He will try to steal the very thing that God placed in you. And he wants you to be confused about your identity. He wants you to think that you are not who you are and whose you are. So that was, like, major. Like, God had been working on me and through me on, like, identifying who I am again in Christ Jesus. And he said, now you're going to go out and talk about it and help other people. So here we are. Welcome to Identify You. So I'm just super grateful. Again, I always tell people, like, nothing is wasted. Everything that you go through in life is so important. We may not know when God is going to use it or how he's going to use it, but he's definitely going to use it. Like, nothing is wasted. So my journey, my experiences, like, I get to share with it in my community, Faith Slayer U, and then here on the podcast and whatever stages the Lord allows me to grace. Like, I'm grateful to be able to have a testimony to share, real life examples to share with people and experiences, and be able to also relate to people, because there's so many women out there who are going through some of the same things, but maybe afraid to speak about it or don't have a safe space to speak about it. And that's why I really wanted to do this. And here y'all see my crown right there on the S, because I am Shakira. I know who I am and whose I am. And this is my crown. Okay. This crown goes on my head, maybe not physically every day, but y'all know the word I'm looking for. I always have a crown on. So just here is just space to take off your crown. It's okay. Like, we're all broken. Okay. God is working. He works on all of us. He heals all of us. Jehovah is a healer. Okay. So it's okay to bring your broken pieces here. It's okay to expose some of those things so that you can heal and live the life that he has destined for you, because I truly believe that there is life on the other side of our brokenness. And I'm grateful to God to just be where I am now, y'all, because your girl have been broken. Like, there are some seasons where I've been more broken than the other. And then there are some seasons where I'm like, okay, I feel whole again, or I feel complete again, or I feel like I'm coming together again. And then it's like, something else will hit you. But that's a part of life, y'all. Life is always going to be lifing. He did not promise that it would be easy, but he did promise that he will be with us. So that is the beautiful part about the journey. And that goes back to my triangle example, which I'll go deeper into that probably in another episode. But that triangle is so important. Like, when you are in the center, you have God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, you're okay. It's going to be okay no matter what you go through. And I'm so grateful that I knew that early on, but I grew in my understanding of it as I went through challenging seasons. So super grateful for 2023, baby. It was a year. It definitely felt like I experienced 30 years of life in 1 year. So that is how we got here. Okay. And here we are in 2024 and 31. Okay. Your girl will be 31 next week. So make sure y'all tune in for my birthday. I am super grateful to God. To God be the glory. God willing, I'll be right here at this time, bring y'all another episode. And yeah, we're going to see what 2024 has in store for us, y'all. I'm excited to be on this journey with each of you. Thank you for tuning in. This next segment of the show is called Dear You, and I have my journal that I will have here for every episode. It says Trust the Journey, and it has a black queen on the front. And in this journal will be a Dear You letter. So it's like a Dear You to me, to my younger self, or my inner child, or whoever. And it's like a Dear You to you as well. So take what you need, leave what you don't. Okay, so Dear You, in the midst of life's unpredictable twists and turns, I want to remind you of the incredible resilience that resides inside of you, within you. Life has a way of lifing, throwing challenges your way when you least expect it. But remember, you are stronger than you realize. You have weathered storms before, and you will weather them again. When the weight of the world feels heavy, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean on his unwavering love and guidance. He is your anchor, your refuge in time of trouble. Trust that he has a purpose for every trial you face, and through it all, he is molding you into a stronger, more resilient version of yourself. Resilience is not about avoiding difficulties, but rather facing them head on with unwavering faith. When you feel overwhelmed, take a moment to breathe deeply and center yourself. Embrace the journey, knowing that every trial is an opportunity for growth. Every setback is a chance to rise higher. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and watch as He leads you towards a future filled with hope, strength, and unwavering resilience. God's plan is greater than anything you can comprehend. Surrender your worries and fears to Him and allow His wisdom to guide your steps. With love and faith, you. So that is our Dear You letter. And like I said, I'll have one every episode. Take what you need, leave what you don't. Okay. So I hope that that blessed somebody. And if it did, let me know. The next segment of the show is going to be called Identify You. Obviously, that is what the show is all about. So we will end every episode with an affirmation because your girl loves affirmations and they keep me going. And I pray that it'll keep you going too. So let's go ahead and affirm it together. You can affirm it with me by speaking it out loud. You can also affirm it with me by typing it in the comments. Okay, so let's go. I am resilient, guided by the unwavering trust I place in the Lord. So that is Identify You segment. So you now should be able to identify who you are after today's episode. And I pray that this has blessed you as much as it has blessed me to be able to be back with you guys and just share. I'm super excited about what God is going to do, how He's going to move on this show and through different lives. So thank you all so much for tuning in. Remember, we are on all platforms wherever you stream your podcast. And we are also on YouTube at I Am Shakira TV. So please go head over there and subscribe to the channel. Make sure that you like this episode. Also, share it with someone. If it helped you today, share it with someone. Because maybe another woman needs to hear something that I said or hear something that I went through to know that there's hope on the other side. Because what do we do when we like something, y'all? We share it. So share it. Sharing is caring. Share the clips. See your favorite part. Clip it. Let me know. Tag me everywhere. I am Shakira TV. And I just thank y'all. I love y'all so much. I'm grateful for this journey. I'm grateful and honored that God has chosen me as a vessel, as a voice. And until next time, y'all already know, always walk by faith and slay, plus pray each and every day because God, He will make a way. I love you guys.